Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be recordings of Scrappy Lambert. This is another one in a series of programs in which I feature one of BIX's fellow musicians, Scrappy Lambert, recorded a couple of items with BIX and Tram. There is an excellent article about Scrappy Lambert in the jazzage1920s.com website. And let me read a little bit of information about Scrappy from that website. He was born May 12, 1901 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and died on November 30, 1987 in Riverside, California. From the late 20s and through the 1930s, Harold Rodman Scrappy Lambert was one of the most prolific vocalists of the era, rivaling the number of recordings appearances with the legendary Irving Kaufman. Scrappy's vocals show up in hundreds of pop tunes of the era. Scrappy's childhood hometown was New Brunswick, New Jersey. He was in his junior and senior year, 1922-1924, at Rutgers. Scrappy was a college football cheerleader. During college, he played jazz piano with a group known as the Rutgers Jazz Bandits. In early February 1925, Scrappy and another collegial vocalist, Billy Hillpot, teamed to do an impersonation of the two Smith Brothers, Trey and Mark, the original Smith Brothers for Smith Brothers cough drops that originated at the time of a radio station WEAF, which later became the National Broadcasting Company. In 1926, Ben Burney discovered the Lambert-Hillpot duo and signed them as a specialty act with his orchestra. Shortly thereafter, Scrappy's career blossomed with daily recording sessions starting at 8 in the morning in Midtown Manhattan, sometime paired with Billy Hillpot. For most dance and jazz songs of the period, the orchestra would provide a musical intro, followed by the vocalist refrain and ending instrumentally with the orchestra. Such was the characteristic of most of Scrappy Lambert's appearances on 78 RPMs during that time. Scrappy and Billy were the Ben Burney Orchestra from 1926 until 1928. Throughout his productive career, Scrappy sang vocals with the best bands of the jazz age. Red Nichols, Nat Childress, Jack Pattis, the Kufus Five, Frankie Trumbauer, Arthur Schott, Adrian Schubert, Ben Salvin, Sam Lanin, Bob Herring are just some of the many orchestras Scrappy recorded with. Although he had a contract with Brunswick Records, Scrappy recorded for some of the cheaper labels like Domino, Harmony, Jeanette, Vocalion, Paramount, and OK. And after, under various pseudonyms like Burt Loring, Glenn Burt, Buddy Blue, William Brown, Harold Clark, and so on. In the 1930s, Scrappy and Billy Hillpot could be found on the radio reprising their trade and mark comedy routine on the new upstart radio network NBC. Later, Scrappy appeared with the Showboat 4 in Maxwell House's Showboat on Radio. Also in the same weekly radio show was Annette Henshaw. Scrappy released in a 29 August 1975 letter to Gilles Brissonneau in Storyville magazine, "My career as an artist ended that year, 1943, when I was approached by MCA and offered a wonderful position as manager of the West Coast office in Beverly Hills in charge of their radio department. Well, it didn't take long for me to make up my mind because I was getting older and realized that my singing career would soon end. Therefore, I accepted and have been tremendously successful ever since. I left MCA in 1948 and after 1 year set up my own agency." First two recordings are by Jack Pattis and his orchestra. First, from December 23, 1926, "He's the Last Word." And then from January 7, 1927, "Muddy Water." The musicians in the band are, according to Tom Lord, possibly Donald Bryant on trumpet, possibly Frank Sarlo on trombone, possibly Merrill Klein on tuba, Jack Pattis, C-melody and tenor sax, Len Cavash, alto sax, or Norman Ronimus on alto sax, Al Goring on piano, Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti on violin and guitar, respectively, Merrill Klein on tuba, Dylan Ober on drums. And the vocal for both of the recordings that I'm going to play are by Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. One very interesting thing in the recording of Muddy Water, you will notice that the introduction is basically the same as that Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang used in their recording of Doing Things. Of course, it's a piece of Debussy. So let's then listen to Scrappy Lambert, this time as a duet with Billy Hillpot, Jack Pattis in 1926 and 1927. A correction: in the second recording, "Muddy Water," the trumpet player is Bill Moore. So let's listen then to Jack Pattis, 1926-1927, Billy Hillpot and Scrappy Lambert. Thank you.
seldom talk, but cool like Walt, his last words sweet. He may be meek and quiet when there's a crowd about, but he's the red hot ride when all the folks go out. Can't be tied, but holding tight, his last words. He starts low when he starts to go, his last words sweet. Girls meet him in the open air, they don't know how to learn to care.
Let's continue with the music. Let's turn now to Ben Burney and his orchestra. First from January 28, 1927, Ain't She Sweet? And then from April 8, 1927, Rosy Cheeks. The vocalists in both of these recordings are Billy Hillpot and Scrappy Lambert. I don't have exact information about the composition of the band, but I think something like Donald Bryan and Bill Moore on trumpet, Frank Sarlo on trombone, Mickey McCullough and Ken Len Cavish on clarinet alto sax, Jack Petty on C melody, Al Gore in piano, Ben Burney violin, maybe Al Armour on tuba, San Fink on drums. So let's listen then to Ben Burney with Billy Hillpot and Scrappy Lambert, 1927.
Thank you.
Let's go to December 29, 1927 for two recordings by Sam Lennon and his orchestra. First, My Ohio Home, and then Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon. Of course, My Ohio Home is very important in the field of mixology, or mixography as I call it, because that's the time that Paul Whiteman appeared on a Fox Movie Tone newsreel, and we have the only chance to see and hear Bix on film. Anyway, so here is Sam Lennon with Scrappy Lambert on vocal, My Ohio Home, Keep Sweeping the Cobwebs Off the Moon, December 29, 1927.
Thank you. rings all of your grave tires. Turn them into gate tires and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. What good is your pining? Find your silver lining and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. You'll make the clouds hurry away, humming a lovely love song. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. Chase all of your sorrow, take care of tomorrow, and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon.
We go now to March 7 of 1928. Two recordings by the Charleston Chasers with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. First, My Melancholy Baby, and then Mississippi Mud. These were recorded on March 7, 1928, as I said, and then we have Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Mole trombone, Bud Livingston, clarinet, tenor sax, Lenny Hayton, piano, and celeste, Carl Kress, guitar, Vic Burton on drums. So here are the Charleston Chasers with Scrappy Lambert, 1928.
darkies gather round and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Uncle Doug, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
We stay in 1928 for the next two recordings. These are by the Pana Troubadours, October 25th, 1928. Jimmy McPartland on cornet, probably Al Harris on cornet also. Tommy Dorsey trombone, Benny Goodman clarinet, alto sax, unknown alto sax, tenor sax, piano, banjo, a tuba, and a drummer. The vocals are by Scrappy Lambert on both Gloriana and Do You, That's All I Want to Know. Excellent solos by Benny Goodman in both of these recordings. So here is Scrappy Lambert with the Ipana Troubadours, October 25th, 1928.
Someone you'd care to love. Oh, oh, so, so, that's Gloriana. Her lips are so inviting. Her arms are so exciting. Her looks are dynamiting. Keep away from that explosion. She stands out like a gem. They made just one of them. Lovely, gorgeous Gloriana. Tip your hats to her. You know that's to her. She's got something, and I mean something, to love. Does she hold? What not? Is she cold? Red hot? Come with me and you'll see who I'm speaking of. Thank you. a little bit, I mean, a little bit, do you? You do, that's all I want to know. Do you like me some more than that, this much, or maybe more than that, do you? You do, that's all I want to know. And do you like my certain style? I think I'll stick around a while. Do you mind if I hold your hand? Do you or do you understand? Do you? You do. That's all I want to know.
All the band leaders that I have mentioned in today's program are well known, Jack Pettis, Ben Burney, Sam Lennon, and so on. The next two recordings are by Milt Shaw and his Detroiters, and there is very little known about Milt Shaw. I found in the allmusic.com site a little bit of information. It says popular in the Detroit area in the late 20s and early 30s, violinist Shaw and his dance band, the Detroiters, recorded a handful of sides in the late 1920s, mostly for Vocalion Records. As is apparent from their choice of material, Shaw aimed at popular approach for his band and his music. Among their records are Collegiana, That's My Weakness Now, and Where the Shy Little Violets Grow. The last song was issued by OK Records and other companies on one side of a 78. The other side was by the Dorsey Brothers. One version of this particular recording was released on Odeon Records as by Sam Lennon's Famous Players. Shaw and his sidemen, which included trumpeters Robbie Winstein and Johnny McGee, trombonist George Troop, and singer Scrappy Lambert, occasionally turned in hot solos that make their work of passing interest to fans of these periods of jazz-influenced dance music. The band appears to have made no records after February 1931, session on which Lambert sang Walking My Baby Back Home. In fact, the next recording that I want to play is Walking My Baby Back Home from February 13, 1931. And following that one, I will play I Want You For Myself. The band consists of Ruby Weinstein and Johnny McGee on trumpet, George Troop on trombone, Lyle Bowen and Aaron Voloshin, or Voloshin on clarinet, alto sax, Jaime Wolfson on clarinet, tenor sax, Dippy DiPolito piano, Bill Barford on banjo, and there is a brass bass player with Will Cimarol on drums. The vocal in both Walking My Baby Back Home and I Want You For Myself are by Scrappy Lambert. So here is Scrappy Lambert with Milt Shaw, 1931.
Thank you.
share you with somebody else. I want you for myself, entirely for myself. I could never spare you to somebody else. I want you for myself, entirely for myself. There is only one of you, no other could be found. I want all or none of you, don't pass yourself around. I don't want to share you with somebody else. I want you for myself, entirely for myself.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of recordings by vocalist Scrappy Lambert with a variety of bands from late 1926 to 1931. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.